Yeah. I like this one. Yeah. What about Copen and Giuseppe?
Yeah, they were supposed to have Cope 1 year, and they were supposed to have the IAC 0.
No, the committee doesn't work that way. They said there should be 2 members from the FIFA.
Okay. Mm. Now I'm in too many committees. Mm. For one person.
But you should have objected when your name was put in.
I'm looking at a little bit of secret. Explaining to them. They were sitting out of the council committee of the South and Total Bill.
I told her that at the beginning of the year. Because it should be. It should be calculated to a province, not from the office.
And then they, and I explained to them, I can turn, I don't want to get up finance, no. Finance and Costa, no. There, see.
But what do you, which one do you pick when I vote to? How do you represent your province if Costa is sitting with briefings and finance is also sitting with briefings?
Well, finance, I can catch up, not a COPTA. COPTA, education, health, is the heartbeat of our people.
What is COPTA? Cooperative Government
Decision of Affairs. Just as members of Parliament, I'm very keen and interested in listening, what is your opinion on the salary scale in public service?
What's mine?
That's your personal opinion.
I have no opinion. In fact, I don't even know how the scale works.
No, what I'm saying is that, and that's something that I'm going to bring to a debate. It might be next year, early next year, concerning the in the security committee. Yeah, concerning correctional services. It's unacceptable for me to vote a person of 1 billion and you've got so many poor, there is no money for burglary, and we're voting a person of 1 billion rand. That's unacceptable, that's the first thing. Next thing, education. Our teachers are not being trained properly. That's my honest opinion. You can't have a counselor getting more than a teacher with a degree. The counselor says, let's go to the teacher.
And you're not learning to honor yourself.
No, my
compared to Suma?
Yes.
White one is that?
White one is the draft proposal for the
Okay, let's start. Let me officially open the meeting and welcome subcommittee members who are present here, and also to thank you for honoring this meeting. We are already 30 minutes late. We should have started at about 2:30, but nevertheless we form a quorum and we can proceed with our deliberations. And that is our agenda. Opening apologies, adoption, review of council and closure. Do we have anything that we want to add in that agenda? So we might take it as it is. Apologies.
Honorable Mabija and Honorable Reporoto, sir.
So you're having 2 apologies. Honorable Mabija and Reporoto. And then 3, review of council rules. I think before we we go to the review of councils, maybe we need to come up with a strategy on how we have to deal with these amendments. Maybe we need to check the days on which we'll be able to deal with these amendments, because we are disadvantaged as a result of other committees having selected days. And we were told that before the end of the year, we should have reviewed all these rules. So it means the commitment from us, which days are we going to use in order to speed up the process.
Honorable Chair, from my side, I'm available now for this year. I'm available every Monday. I'm coming back on Sunday. I'm available on Monday. The other thing is, we can slot it in on Thursday, but Thursday is plenary. And the next 3 Fridays, we are also busy.
I think we need to come up with a compromise. When can we deal with this?
Is it possible for us, because the committees, there's a decision the committees are starting at 10. Can we perhaps take hours like from 8 to 9? Mm-hmm. Impossible.
No, it was programming committee, it was groups meetings, that's why it starts at 10 o'clock, because there are other committees sitting before that. And even on Wednesday, there's meetings starting with the program committee at 8:30, followed by the rules committee, followed by the joint rules committee. So I won't even be able to get to my other committee. I don't know. I really don't know. And Wednesday, Friday,
just like today, the name is always taken about Friday.
Maybe we'll have to start at 4 o'clock. Wednesday or Tuesday.
What I would suggest is maybe we can be excused from the plenary. You know, let's start the plenary at, is there the plenary on the Tuesday or the Thursday or Wednesday? Let's book those 3 afternoons. But if there's a plenary, let's go in for the opening and motions. And then, if one of us is taking part in the debate, then at least there's 4 left. That would be my suggestion. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday afternoon.
Mr. Gunda, do you buy that idea?
Chair, if it's suitable for all of us, I wouldn't have a problem. Even if you sit, say, for instance, if there's a plenary, and the plenary finishes at 4 o'clock, if we can start quarter past 4 up until 5 or 6, I don't have a problem, but we need to make to sacrifice some of our time to finish this thing. It's utmost important. So perhaps the suggestion of Honorable Watson can work. If there's a plenary, we can go in and we discuss the chief work. Said to the chief, this is what we are planning to do. If one or two of us are taking part in the debate, we can just excuse them and we go on. And but for me, it would be the best thing if the whole committee can sit with this. And the other thing is, we must also bear in mind that we've got legal representatives from Parliament. And if we are not sure we're going to have a meeting, it's going to confuse them, and it's not going to be a good thing. I believe we must have set time to have a meeting. If we say we have a meeting at 5 o'clock on Tuesday, or 5 o'clock on Wednesday, let's have it on 5 o'clock.
This is fine, but if there's nothing at 2 o'clock, why do we wait for 5 then? We sit in the sucker front.
Yeah. That was.
We must look at the program, see what the program says about the afternoon, and you check and discuss it with the chief worker or the chairperson of the NCLT, and have us excuse where we don't have to be. But it's difficult to stay away from our select committee, where we are in local government involved in very, very intricate oversight. That's the other thing, we have to go away for oversight too.
Well, I think let us agree on that framework that we are going to utilize Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Yeah.
And then I have to communicate this with the chief whip. Because I think if we don't do that, we don't have any other days. So...
I don't know how many of us are involved in transport. Because if we can do that on the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we can sit till 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock. Well, I don't like driving back before 6 or after 4. I do office work in that time because the traffic is so bad you can't move in any case.
No, I think if we work until late, transport arrangement will have to be made for people who don't have transport.
The other thing is, Chair, if we are only 5, wouldn't it be more conducive to our meetings if we sit at the table? And one of the committee rooms where there's a table and not like this, because now we're just going to wait all the time to see. You know, it's not a big meeting, no. It's 5 of us.
No, I think that maybe the Father Anthony. So we will have him on at 8. So we can get
through the table. You see, there in the nursery, those rooms were always with tables. I don't know if they changed it. Above that assembly.
No,
they are more like the table. They're committee rooms, but in the table set.
Yeah.
No, let's leave that to the staff.
The staff will arrange that. Yeah, I don't know. Let's look at how we are going to deal with this, with these amendments. What should be our approach?
Why don't you consider, if you look at this, then the agenda for next Tuesday or tomorrow, if we're going to come, is chapter 1, chapter 2, to consider. And we know what we're going to prepare for tomorrow.
Okay.
And I don't have to try and read the whole book.
Mm.
And I can sit and apply my mind on what is, you know.
Chapter 1 and chapter 2.
Maybe. Or maybe 1, 2, and 3. I don't mind.
Okay.
But as long as we know what we're looking at and what are the proposals from the staff.
Honourable Chair, are we saying to ourselves today, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, those 3 days, we're going to sit every day to review these rules?
Every afternoon.
Every afternoon.
Yeah.
Mm. Fine. Then, Chair, I agree with Honourable Watson. Can we then say we start with Chapter 1 and Chapter 2, and we can go on? So then there are set times that we know that if plenary, we can be excused and we can do this. And no, I accept it.
Well, I think we must leave it up to the chair. He's going to sit and look at these things and say, there's very little in chapter 3. You know, we can take 4 chapters or whatever the case may be. But instead of doing the whole book at one time, for preparation purposes, that's easier.
Yeah, I think maybe the staff will have to assist us here. To look at the amendments which are there. Whether if we say chapter 3 has got a lot of amendments.
We only are.
So I think Shahida, you'll have to help us on that one.
Because Shahida is hard. As you go further in the book, it becomes more complicated.
Can I propose that for tomorrow's meeting, Mr. Watson said something about the select committee meeting in the afternoon.
There's a new launch of the... Yes, what do they call it? Audit?
Clean audit.
Clean audit. The clean audit campaign for local government.
That's what?
Yes. I don't No. 10 o'clock.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning at 10 in the old assembly building.
Yes.
And it's scheduled to go on according to the notice. Is it scheduled to go on until 3:30?
I see. So can we maybe start at 3 o'clock?
No, I think so.
Yes, you can exchange us.
Yes,
sure. We can start tomorrow, see.
Yeah.
The green orders, yeah.
Okay, so then I would propose for tomorrow, if we're not starting now, because the chapters 1 to 4, there's not such a lot of amendments, and the amendments that are there are not of such a substantial nature. It's easy to say yay or nay.
Well,
why don't
we do them now?
Yeah. So
why don't we do 1, 2, 3, and
4
now?
Or to see how far we get, and then maybe start then tomorrow, fresh with new chapters, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if we agree we can proceed, but I think somebody will have to assist us because we have not looked.
We haven't prepared.
Yeah,
well, let's start tomorrow first.
Yes.
Let's start first tomorrow.
Let's start tomorrow. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4. So I can take this. So this is the one that we use now.
The one that says
7-1.
Yeah,
that's one. That's the amended one.
The proposal. So I must read them both together.
Yes, to see where the
changes
are.
So then
I
can go this tonight.
Okay.
You
do 1, 2, 3, and 4.
4, yeah.
Okay. No. What assistance from the legal department you give us? Are you just observing?
Yes, Mr. Watson, just in case something is done.
But shouldn't you look at this and say, hey, now this is contestable in court?
It's the language when it comes to the
Okay,
so just in case sometimes I'm not here and there's a question, then that would be my little shade and just drop me in the or something so I could clear.
Shayla, you will let us know which venue we're going to use tomorrow.
I've booked this one, but I'll try to get one in the new in now. I'll go now and try to get one. If I don't, then I'll stay informed.
Well, let's stick to this one for tomorrow. Otherwise,
you're going to change. Yeah, I'll run.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Let's adjourn until tomorrow.
Thank you.